It's the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 197. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Welcome. Thanks for joining me. Today we'll read Psalms 110 through 114 from the New King James Version. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 110. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore he shall lift up the head." Psalms chapter 111. Praise the Lord! I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works, in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Psalms chapter 112. Praise the Lord! Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Health and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His unrighteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Psalms chapter 113. Praise the Lord! Praise, O servants of the Lord! Praise the name of the Lord! Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the trash heap, that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord! Psalms chapter 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams? O little hills, like lambs? Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. May God bless the reading of His Word. What we have in the first verse of Psalm 110 is an example of how the English language is not quite as clear as the original language. Verse 1 begins with the words, "The Lord said to my Lord." You've got two instances of Lord, and it's not really all that clear, is it? Let's see what the original language reveals. We'll start with the first, the Lord. This is the Hebrew word that we pronounce as Jehovah, which means the self-existent or eternal. The second Lord, as in said to my Lord, well, this is the Hebrew word Adon, which means to rule, sovereign, controller, master, owner. Psalm 110 is considered by scholars to be a song by David about the coming Messiah. And when you listen to the words with this in mind, it seems clear that this is true. And for this chapter, which you'll remember was very short, most commentators I read took at least three times as many words to discuss the chapter than the chapter itself has. If you'd like to do deeper study, a commentary I often recommend as a really good library starter is the Bethany Parallel Commentary. It's really three different commentaries in one, plus a little more. You've got Matthew Henry, Jameson Fawcett Brown, and Adam Clark, with other short articles by various scholars sprinkled throughout. There's a volume for the Old Testament and one for the New Testament. I've been using my copies of this commentary for about 30 years. I've created an Amazon affiliate store at lifespringmedia.com if you'd like to pick up this commentary and help me out as well. Just go to lifespringmedia.com/store. I'll be adding more to the store in the coming weeks and months, and I promise I'll only put things in there that I personally have used and believe that they can really help you in your own personal Bible study. If you'd like to write to me, I'm at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd like to share your comments on the show, and you can also comment on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Thanks for being here today. It was good to see you, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.